This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia dealt a new blow to European countries over their support for Ukraine on Monday, saying it would further cut gas supplies through its single biggest gas link to Germany. The move came as the first ships to export grain from Ukraine's Black Sea ports under a deal agreed last week could set sail within days, bringing a measure of hope to countries reliant on such food supplies, even though the situation is still clouded by mistrust and potential danger. Both developments show how the conflict, now in its sixth month and with no resolution in sight, is having an economic impact way beyond the battlefields of Ukraine. On the front lines, the Ukrainian military reported widespread Russian artillery barrages in the east overnight and said Moscow's troops were preparing for a new assault on another city in the industrial Donbas region. Ukraine is still preparing vessels to begin exporting grains from the Odessa port, despite coming under Russian bombardment over the weekend, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Odessa Regional Administration's Serhii Bratchul says we're discussing the formation of caravans of ships that will carry out the tasks and agreements reached and signed by Ukraine, Turkey, and the United Nations. Several Russian missiles struck the port of Odessa on Saturday, just hours after separate agreements on grain exports were concluded. Russia said it had targeted a military vessel with U.S.-supplied Harpoon missiles. But Ukraine has contradicted this, saying a grain depot was struck, leading to one injury. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Demonstrators set fires and forced entry into the UN mission facilities in Congo's eastern city of Goma, demanding that the peacekeeping forces leave the country amid rising insecurity in the region. Congo's security situation has deteriorated over the past year, with increased attacks from various rebel groups. M23 earlier this year took control of parts of eastern Congo and has been involved in heavy fighting with Congo's military. A Human Rights Watch reports Monday said more than 29 civilians have been killed since mid-June by the armed M23 group, a worrying escalation of violence by the rebel force, amid concerns it may also be receiving support from neighboring Rwanda. The U.S. lawmakers investigating the January 6, 2021 United States Capitol riot say former President Donald Trump did not follow through on tough talk he was supposed to give the nation the day after the attack. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It looks like my father's handwriting.
The panel's released what it says was Trump's original script for a taped address on January 7th as part of a short video including depositions from Ivanka Trump and others. The script shows several lines crossed out in black marker, apparently by the president. One referenced ordering the Justice Department to fully prosecute lawbreakers. The president did not say that. He did reference the rioters.
You do not represent our country.
But the script also called for him to say the rioters do not represent me.
That needed to be stated forcefully.
White House counsel Pat Cipollone told the panel the president needed to make the consequences more clear. Asked why his father-in-law made the changes, Jared Kushner gave the same answer twice.
I don't know.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Sri Lanka opened its presidential office on Monday after a series of protests against the government had lasted for over 3 months over the acute economic and humanitarian crisis in the country. Recapping our top story, Russia dealt a new blow to European countries over their support for Ukraine on Monday, saying it would further cut gas supplies through its single biggest gas link to Germany. The move came as the first ships to export grain from Ukraine's Black Sea ports under a deal agreed to last week could set sail within days, bringing a measure of hope to countries reliant on such food supplies, even though the situation is still clouded by mistrust and potential danger. Find more on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.